All right, episode one of the Anne and Rye walking podcast.
Take a walk.
Take a walk. Take a walk. Take a walk. Take a walk. Juicy boba. Juicy boba. Just got out of Eddington. Eddington,
yeah, Paddington.
Paddington by the beloved Ari Aster. Yeah. Beloved Ari Aster, who makes absurd films now. Not so much horror, although they're very thriller, horror-esque.
Yeah. So Ari Aster did Hereditary, right? Mm-hmm. And Midsommar. Have you seen any others?
Yeah, he did Beau Is Afraid.
Oh, right.
Which I think you would have liked more than this, because I think Beau Is Afraid had definitely more humor. Even though this had plenty of humor, like, Beau Is Afraid had, like...
This had a lot of cringe humor.
Yeah, yeah. There's this moment, yeah.
Yeah, what moment?
In Beau, I can't spoil it. Damn. Yeah, we talked about it before, but I can't spoil it because it's just such a crazy moment where... You're just like, what? Like, it just makes no... But it does make sense in the whole grand scheme, kind of like in that, where, like, something happens. There's so much crazy stuff going on in the movie that mm-hmm. you sometimes think that, like, some random event in the movie has to mean something, right?
But it
doesn't necessarily.
Yeah.
Kind of like the homeless man in the beginning of this one.
I was wondering about that.
Exactly, right? You're like, what meaning did that have, right? Like, was he meant to signify something against the whole... Like, low, like, the tech and human culture, like, how that coincides, right? Uh-huh. And then also the land they're on, the pueblo.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
It's all, like, a conversation or some sort of, like, meaning, I feel.
Yeah. I feel like, what was wild is how... What was the main character's name? Anyway, Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix Cross. Something Cross, right?
Yeah. Sheriff Cross.
Sheriff Cross, yeah.
Was like... It's like he was trying to help that guy. Like, he threw a water bottle at him once.
Oh, yeah.
And then later he's just like...
He's just
human to get out his anger on.
Yeah.
By killing him.
Well, that's when you see... I kind of knew he was a little bit of a nutcase.
Yeah, he's a killer.
Yeah, because it was like, as soon as I saw the whole moment where because he has like multiple bad things happen to him, and the minute you see a bad thing happen to him, he doesn't like react or try to fight back. Like, you just see him like take it and walk
just
away.
Take it, and then it's like, oh, and what's it's he like, gonna do?
Yeah,
with
it's
that?
Like that anger goes somewhere. Like, when someone does something, you know, it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, he's shutting it down and putting it somewhere else. Yeah. He's not dealing with it at all.
And it's not like he's like an artist or someone who goes and paints and gets it out that way.
Yeah.
Right? It's like he's definitely like... Yeah. Although I think Austin Butler is my favorite character.
I loved that guy.
Sentiment. What did he say?
Sentimentality
is evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sadness is evil.
Deny denial. It was just really crazy. Guess what's up here?
What is this?
It's where, I'm pretty sure it's, what's it called? With the Greek food.
The Greek food? Mm-hmm. What is this place?
Just kidding. Maybe I'm wrong, but I saw one of them. Spitz, yeah.
Spitz. We need to try Spitz. Mediterranean street food. Sangra. Yeah, because you've been. I haven't.
I have been.
I don't know. Maybe we should check out. Kind of like...
There's a splash pad.
go jump in with the kids.
Yeah.
Ooh, Chocolate Factory. Fucking mm-hmm. Chocolate Factory. Kind of tempted to buy like a taco from Spitz or something.
An ice cream taco? Is that what you're...
Oh, I didn't even see that. Oreo ice cream taco.
You're kind of tempted to buy something from here.
From Spitz, yeah.
We could walk around and then get something after. Or you want to now?
I'm kind of...
We could take a pause.
We could take a pause and then do after.
Yeah, we totally can.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, pause. Wait a second.
Yes. We are back.
We got a nutritious meal.
Very nutritious. It was a doner salad.
With falafel.
Falafel, yeah, which was my first time trying falafel.
And what did you think?
I was really good. Actually, when I was having it, I'm like, this is another avenue. You know, my fingers went together like a business proposal. And I was like, this is another avenue that Riley could pursue.
You wanna learn how to make falafel? That would be really cool. I feel like it might be intensive, but maybe not.
Intensive.
Like, either way, that would be really
fun. Yeah.
I would do it with you.
Wise guys, what's comedy that's been here?
I've never walked around here before.
Yeah.
Have seen a movie here? Like, I think I have, but...
When was the last time you've been here? Sorry. I was here for, with Nick for, what is it? Oh, what was that movie that we saw? Oh, man.
Oh. Like, not that long ago.
Yeah. Oh, it was 20 years later.
Oh, okay,
which,
yeah.
That was a weird film. That one was,
he
like...
He wanted to see...
Yeah, I mean, Sinners. I wanted to see it.
No, what did he want to see?
No, oh, he wanted to see, something that I had already seen. Yeah, I think it was Sinners.
Was it Sinners?
No, it wasn't Sinners, because Sinners came out before.
Oh, no, it was, like, there was some other movie that you wanted to see.
Oh, yeah.
That I didn't
want
to go see with you.
Yeah, for good reason. And he had already seen it, I think.
Yeah.
And, oh, it was Mission Impossible. It was the new Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, let's go see this movie that both of us hadn't seen. And it was like a trip. I wouldn't say it's bad, but I will say it's kind of like this Ari Aster one where it's like, it's kind of just like you watch a crazy thing. And, like, I don't know how to think about it. Like, afterwards, I'm like, that was, like, I don't know if I'd recommend that to... I don't know. It's just, like, certain people I'd recommend that to. Like, I'd have to know that you could watch an Ari Aster movie. Like, I'd never recommend an Ari Aster movie.
Oh, so you're
movie.
Talking about the movie we just watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it kind of reminded me of... This is just random. Sorry, you were making a point about how you wouldn't recommend that to just anyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not, yeah, I don't know.
What?
Nothing. Okay, I was gonna say that movie reminded me, there's a movie called Eighth Grade,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's like, oh shoot, I should look up who directed it. Like, it's kind of a strange thing. I think it was directed by like a comedian or something.
Oh, was that the Bo Burnham's movie?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
I remember seeing stuff about it. I never saw it though.
Yeah, it just felt very much like it was like very online, like this movie, a lot of stuff about that.
About like social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like kind of a coming of age thing, and there was some stuff like some kids, like just high schoolers interacting in this film that reminded me of that. But
yeah, and their conversations, like, the kid in this one, the kids, it's just so funny. Like, no one's actually, like, friends with each other, it feels like. Everyone's just kind of using each other.
Yeah.
Like, all the high schoolers.
Kind of seems like that, yeah. You don't see any of the real friends.
Yeah.
But,
I was watching that Billy Joel documentary. Mm-hmm. Was that yesterday? And it was wild because in the beginning, I didn't know this about Billy Joel, but, like, he was living with his friend and his wife early on before he had a solo. His solo career. He was, like, in a band with his friend.
Oh.
And his friend had a wife, and they lived together. And then he fell in love with his friend's wife.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, he is a piece of...
Yeah. He fell in love with his friend's wife. And then And then it, like, destroyed everything, right? And, like what's crazy is not only... Because I thought, oh, like, she's going to be, like, into him and then the friend's going to get pushed out. No, it actually kind of just destroyed all their lives. Like, apparently she just ends up leaving and they hate each other.
That's interesting. Who hates each other? Everybody?
Well, Billy Joel and his friend.
Yeah.
Right? And everyone just stops talking to each other. But she leaves, too. And she and the guy had a kid.
Oh,
too.
Oh, she left her kid?
No, she okay. went with her kid, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy because that happens. And then Billy Joel, like, gets really depressed. He overdoses on pills. He gets, like, overdoses, goes to the hospital, and on purpose, too. And then he drinks, like, a bottle of solvent afterwards. And the person who's saving him, like, every time is his friend that he, whose
that
wife
same
he,
friend?
That same friend. So that same friend is still there, like,
that's wild.
Helping him. And, yeah, like, it's crazy. And then he starts his solo career. So his, like, first album drops, and then he's, like, really broke. And then, catch this.
Hey, guess what? Oh. Don't worry, I saw a spider.
Oh, no.
You have to keep telling me, though.
She comes back to him, to Billy Joel.
Oh,
and then they
no.
get married.
What?
Yeah. And they're together. I don't know. I know they eventually divorce, but yeah. they're together for, like,
for
a little while into his life.
Yeah, that's funny. That one time we were like, I don't know, we were driving in one of our cars and we were listening to Billy Joel, and I was like, I really like some songs by Billy Joel, but I feel like he's just a terrible person.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And you were like, maybe, honestly, I liked your perspective on it. You weren't like being like, no, he's not, but you were like, I don't know, maybe he says things in his lyrics that he would never say or do in real life, and he gets it out that way. And he's a good person.
You have a good memory, because I remember that.
Oh,
yeah, I do remember saying that, yeah. I remember, yeah,
and
being...
I was like, I guess so, like, maybe.
You were right. Your instinct was right? Which was like, this guy, I don't think he's, something going on.
Something afoot.
Yeah. I know that one of the first things he says in the doc is, the only thing I know to be true in my life is that I'll screw up.
Hmm. Okay.
So, so it's like, he's kind of admitting right off the bat, he's like, I'm going to mess things up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's not a great person. Let freedom ring. I mean, walk this way. Oh, wait, it just needs the back of the building. So this is what's going to make this podcast fun, is that, like, Utah is the most unwalkable, pedestrian-friendly place.
Well, especially here. If we were walking around, like, a neighborhood, I feel like that would be...
Oh, that's true.
But yeah, we're like just surrounded by cars.
Yeah, workers, all sorts of people going about their day.
Yeah.
The rush, the fun place.
Most unwalkable. I feel like most places in the United States are. It's more, way more common to have unwalkable cities, I feel like.
Yeah,
or maybe
that's
not.
True.
I don't know. It's just places like this. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're from is maybe different.
Yeah. Sadly, I haven't seen any bugs.
I saw a spider.
You saw? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Riley would like to talk about...
About bugs. It was supposed to originally be about bugs. But our ever-shifting minds have
our
changed.
Ever, yeah.
From one thing. We were just talking about falafel.
Mm.
That falafel was good.
It was. But yeah, you know, this could be somebody's, like, stand-up set. They're like, here's the thing about bugs. Mm-hmm. You gotta believe in them to see them.
Oh, that's true. I do think that's true. It's like, most things is like, you don't notice it until you really start thinking about it, and then you start seeing it.
Yeah, like when you buy a car, then you see everybody else who has that same car.
Exactly.
Or, I think Annie... has talked to me about this. She's like, or like when you break up with somebody and then you see their car all around and you're like haunted by it.
That's true. And you're like, what is that? It's weird, but your mind will just always try to find meaning in everything.
True.
No matter what you do.
And
people make $1 million off of that. Like, I think that's what Tim Dillon is so good at, is that he is able to just say the most absurd, crazy stuff, and people somehow find some sort of meaning in it or find it funny, even though, like, half the time it's like really just gibberish. Like, it's just, you know.
Yeah. really interesting, yeah. Everything, you never know what somebody's, like, intention is when they're saying something, what True. They want you to get from it. But you, I don't know, yeah. This is kind of...
No, it's true with intention. It's like, you really can't, yeah, you don't know, like, the original reason why someone starts something or starts a conversation. Because yeah. it just starts going, and then you're kind of on a journey with the conversation until it gets to, like, until it gets to wherever it goes.
Yeah. I saw a really short clip of, like, an interview with Ludwig uh-huh. about their, I think their most recent album, and they were like, so what, if anything, do you want listeners to get out of your album, your music? Mm. And they were like, we weren't really thinking about that at any point when we were making these songs. Like, we're not trying to, you appeal. Know? Yeah. And they weren't being like, I don't know. They're like, we weren't, it a little bit, it's, yeah, anyway. It's interesting, because they're like, yeah, we're not trying to, like, we don't expect anybody to listen to it. But it's always nice when people do. Mm. But I guess maybe happiness?
Happiness, maybe? I love what.
And they were both, like, super soft-spoken. It was these two girls. Is there a girl that plays something?
There's, so you have, like, the lead. And then you have, like, the guitarist. I think one of the guitarists is the gal, too.
Okay.
So, but then there's another guy who plays guitar, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like...
It was just...
Maybe she plays bass, but I think she plays guitar.
Yeah.
Just those two gals.
Yeah. And you know, it was funny, because they were just very soft-spoken. We were like, I don't know. Yeah. But...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of people, like, live in the, like, I've always wondered that with people, like, artists or whatever, like, how much of it is, doing it for the fans versus doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, like, because people tend to, like, glamorize the idea of being adored by fans or being adored by people that love what they do.
Yeah.
But I've always wondered if, like, the people who, like, really... are good and are appreciated are, like, the opposite.
Like,
they really just do it for themselves. Like, everything they've done has been, like, for, like, their own reason of, like, trying to have fun, trying to write a song that they would like.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, do it the way they would do it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like other people can, like, feel that or understand that in other people's art or whatever, and then they, like, connect with that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think that's very true. At least, like, from the outside looking in, I think that's true. Like, maybe I'm fooled by people. Like, they're actually doing stuff to please. And yeah. I just think it's... But it seems like that's what would make good art or music or whatever.
Yeah, like, the ability of someone to be like, all right, if this doesn't work today, then it's just dumb. Like, I'm not going to do this anymore. Type of thing, right?
What? With art, explain that.
With art, well, like, with art and music, I felt like the best, like, stuff comes from, like, when it comes to creative stuff, is when you're, like, your ability to be, like, I don't know, it's really hard to explain. Yeah, although it's my idea, okay. Which is, like, once it gets, like, you're working on something, and it's like, all right, well, if this doesn't appeal to me anymore, then it's just like, that's it.
Hmm.
For like the music.
Okay.
Or yeah. the creative project. It's kind of like, you know, if I just like, if I don't feel like doing it, then it's just like, that's it for that.
Hmm.
Yeah, like not forcing it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I do think, like, naturally, like, a lot of great stuff comes from just like naturally doing things, right?
So yeah.
Like naturally being like, oh, I want to do this naturally. I want to do this. But like the minute it becomes like, no, you start to feel like I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because then there's a part of me that's like, no, but that's like, yeah, I don't
like
know.
That's important to you.
Yeah, that's important to me too.
It's different for everybody. different. Yeah. Yeah, this is kind of this is kind of a funny place to be walking around. It is still nice though. No, pero and I'm not like, burning up.
Yeah, we're in the shade now.
But
so.
We got Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oshkosh Bagosh.
Victoria's Secret.
What's Oshkosh Bagosh?
I thought it was like, I think it's related to Old Navy or Gap.
But there's a Barnes & Noble over there.
E&M.
E&M. Well, it's gotta be kids.
Yeah.
It's all kids related.
What's so...
So yes, art.
Well, I was gonna ask a question. I have a question, sir.
A question, sir. Yes?
Okay, me?
No, the lady in the
back.
Oh,
somebody else.
Yeah.
In the store. Question.
They have a question. They're like, who are you guys? Why are you guys talking out here? Why are you guys walking around in the sun? And it's like 100 degrees out.
I wonder how that message. 88. What is... like your favorite movie that you've gone and seen or came out like this year recently? You don't have to like
Minecraft for sure.
Yeah, so funny.
That was like probably like top 5 moments of the year. Was seeing that.
Just seeing it in a movie theater.
Yeah, seeing it when the initial hype was going on, and I had no clue, like, because I'm not really like a social media person so much, but I'll like go on every now and then throughout the day, and I felt like everyone else had like all been part of this subculture where they're like, they all knew these like amazing moments, like Chicken Jockey in the movie, or just like Flint and Steel. And I had no clue what that was or what was going to happen. So I just went with, you know, with band friends. And they were all like, we should go over here this way.
Right.
Went with band friends and they were all like, oh, you know, like, this is going to be cool. And I was excited too because I was just like, there's all this crazy hype. People were throwing popcorn at screens. People were taking their clothes off.
No, they weren't.
And... it was like, I gotta see this. I gotta see what's gonna happen.
People really were throwing popcorn? Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, and so I went and saw it, and it was, like, not even just the atmosphere. Like, the atmosphere and audience definitely did make a difference. You know, everyone's standing up and going wild and throwing popcorn everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And everyone dressing up, too. Like, people were dressed up in suits and stuff. And, but not only that, but the movie itself is just such a great... Did you see it? Okay, well, we'll watch it, but it's it's great because it's just like just the best place to cross.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're just gonna have to.
Like, I think we're just gonna have to do
the median.
To the median. Oh, all right, we got it. We got it.
Sorry.
Let's go. Yeah, it's a really good, it's funny, it's just quirky and weird, and it has no, you know, it has Jack Black going and like kicking things, doing like 360s and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it has Jason Momoa going ah! And acting like, you know, screaming like a little girl all the time.
People go crazy for that.
It's a perfect combination, you know, hit movie. Just have Jack Black be himself. You know, in front of a green screen doing random, like, karate chops.
Uh-huh.
And voices.
You know what I haven't seen that I probably really... that I want to see?
What?
It's another Jack Black movie. A classic.
School of Rock?
Yeah.
You've seen that, though.
I haven't seen
it. Oh, my God. That's the original. That's the OG. So
the
we'll
OG
watch that.
For sure.
Maybe we'll do that Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll do that, and then... because it'll take some time before the fireworks, the Pioneer Day firework jams.
Pioneer Day.
But But that School Rock is, like, the classic Jack Black film where it's, like, you watch it and you realize how good he is. Like, he's just... and his character's really good, and the movie's just... it's really wholesome, too. It's, like, Little Miss Sunshine, where it's, like, it's about, like, kids.
Yeah, I've seen, like... like, actually, not a lot. I've seen, like, a clip. And Annie and her sister really like that movie, too. So they're, like... they've told me I need to see it.
Yeah. He's quite the figure. He's a funny guy. Front man of Tenacious D. One... he really can do anything. Anything he wants, he's like...
anything he wants.
You know, Kung Fu Panda. He does everything. Yeah, School of Rock. Minecraft, definitely. Yeah, I would say Minecraft. And it, just because it's like a wholesome movie and it's funny. And it doesn't like really explain itself. And it's like so weird. And it's so like modern. When you watch it, you're like, I can see kids... like, you know, my age and younger really enjoying that.
Yeah.
Like, and understanding it, but I can't see, like, older people understanding it.
You just feel like it would be a great movie to put in, like, a time capsule.
Yeah.
Like, this is a slice of life. Reminiscent of life in 2025.
What was your favorite movie you saw this year?
Honestly, I don't know, because I feel like I... don't see a lot of movies. I think it wasn't Sinners.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't Sinners. That one was a wild movie.
It was wild. Getting Refuge.
Getting Refuge in the Sun of Barnes.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Nice and cool in here.
40-Year Kiss by Austin Butler. Just kidding. Austin Butler. Nicholas Butler. yeah, I'm honestly not sure. Like, I'd have to look back and be like, what movies came out this year?
What about, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the theater, but, like, you know, just, like, a movie you see, like, a newer movie you've seen at home or with someone else.
Oh.
Or not newer, but just, like, new to you, you know?
New to me.
Like, you hadn't seen it before.
This is difficult. Oh, I can't turn this. Because I've read this.
Don't they have a show of that? The Handmaid's Tale?
Okay. I really liked The Handmaid's Tale as a book. Like, it's really, it's got, like, a very mysterious air to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, it's very, I really liked it as a book. And the show is just, like, too much. Shows like, let's add all these gruesome details that aren't even in the books. We're just trying to shock you.
I wonder why they do
that. And
be
like, life is so terrible for these women. And of course it was, but it's like, that's just like too much exposure to everything. Like, it's not as meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just like, I don't know. So I watched like an episode of the show and I was like, no, it's not the same. But I do want to read this, even though the sequel or whatever... the testaments didn't get as good of a reception.
A reception.
But it's like an older book. Let's see. But yeah, I don't know. I really liked the movie I watched last night, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
The original.
The original from...
1960. It was remade in 1991, and it just looks bad.
It looks
awful.
Bad. Did they do like a different take on it or something?
I mean, it was more modern, and like
they just had too many liberties. You would say they're given too many liberties.
Well, I don't know because I didn't see it, but it just was like a classic that didn't need to be remade.
Mm. Yeah. Like certain things, like kind of like the new Harry Potter that. It's like, why?
Why? Yeah. Why would you remake it?
It's just because people are bored. That's like, why?
Yeah. this book came out in 1986, so not that old, actually. Anyway.
1986. I mean, that's decently old. From the 80s.
Yeah.
Mid-80s.
That's
a good book. Do you know what the answer to the universe is?
Have you read that? No, you haven't read it. I don't know what the answer to the universe is.
Take a wild guess.
Ladybugs.
That's good. I do like that. Ladybugs. Ladybugs are beautiful. It's 47. That's the answer.
47.
Yep.
Well, what? Okay, let's see. No, I've got nothing.
All right. Listen. I guess this is where it ends for the first.
I was gonna say, what have we learned from this walk?
From this walk? I think we were just exploring.
You don't always have to learn something.
Yeah, you don't always. That's the message.
Not everything means something.
Not everything. Yeah, that's true. It's true. Especially from that movie. Yeah, definitely from watching Eddington.
Yeah.
You're like, everything's just kind of wild, and it's like a big mixing pot.
True.
It's a big, like, melting pot. Isn't that what they teach you in, like, high school?
About? About America?
Like, America? They're like, it's just a big melting pot.
Yeah.
They have a word for it. What do they call that?
Hi, how
are
you doing?
Doing good. Yeah. Anyways. Baboom. Babushka.
Baboom.
That's it.
Baba la da dee da doo.
Boom.